Chapter 2. Passepartout thinks he has found the perfect job.
"Faith," said Passepartout, "I've seen livelier people at Madame Tussaud's."
Madame Tussaud's people are made of wax. They are often visited in London. During his brief interview with Mr. Fogg, Passepartout carefully observed him. He appeared to be a man about 40 years of age, with a handsome face and a tall figure. His hair was light, his face pale, and his teeth splendid. Phineas Fogg seemed to be perfectly balanced. He was so exact that he was never in a hurry. He never took too many steps, and he always took the shortest path to his goal. He lived alone, and with no social relations. As for Passepartout, he was a true Parisian of Paris. Since he left his country for England, he had searched for the perfect master. He was an honest man with a pleasant face. He had a good round head, such as one likes to see on the shoulders of a friend. His eyes were blue and his body strong. It was impossible to know if the new servant would be as regular as his master required. He had been a drifter in his early years, and now he wanted a different life. So far, he had failed to find it. He had served in 10 English houses, but he always found his masters irregular. At 11:30, Passepartout found himself alone in the house in Savareaux. He inspected it without delay. The house was clean, well arranged, and calm, and it pleased him. On the second floor, Passepartout found his room, and he was satisfied. Near the fireplace, there was an electric clock, exactly like the one in Mr. Fogg's bedroom. They both kept the exact same time.
"That's good," said Passepartout to himself.
Over the clock was a card showing the daily routine of the house. It had all the details the master required, including tea and bread at 8:23 and shaving water at 9:37. It included everything that needed to be done from 11:30 a.m., when Phineas Fogg left for the Reform Club, until midnight, when the gentleman returned. All of Mr. Fogg's clothes had a number showing the time of year and season in which they were to be worn. The same system was used for the master's shoes. There was no study, nor were there books, since the Reform Club had 2 libraries. Passepartout found no guns or hunting weapons anywhere. Having inspected the house from top to bottom, he smiled and said joyfully,
"This is just what I wanted. Ah, we shall get on together, Mr. Fogg and I. What a regular gentleman. A real machine. Well, I don't mind serving a machine.